It's that simple. So, okay, so we're going to keep it kind of in the same order. You'll be Om Hari Hari. The Om Hari Hari, so each one is a, that's the father's mother's mother, but each one of these in the I Ching is a family member. So there's three sons, three daughters, and a mother and a father. And they create the essence of a nuclear family. And we're chanting the family as well. So not only are we chanting the ancestors, we're chanting the family members. So the Om Hari Hari is the first son. They have a symbol, it's thunder, and it's shocking. The first son's always shocking. If he's too quiet, mom knows there's trouble. Like, it's just, they're going to instigate things, and mom never had to deal with a boy before. Like, it's a boy. So, yeah, you have that shock element with the first son, and the first son's always trying to shake. Hey, mom, look at this. Hey, mom, look at this. You know, it has that energy. So, that's the Om Hari Hari. Out of silence, Om. It's stronger. So, the sons all have one Om and two Haris. So, the sons are more feminine, but they have one point of strength. They're trying to be strong, but they're actually sucky. The girls have one point of sensitivity and two points of strength. So they run around doing everything. Who would you rather have as an enemy, a man or a woman?
Neither,
yeah. Women have to get the man without out of them, and they have to do so much to bring up a kid, and their husband's another kid, and there's so much to do, and then get your moments. And you guys just do things, and then see what happens, but then they expect all the sensitivity after they've done something. Whether it's necessarily deserved. These are just stupid patterns. There's like worldly patterns. These eight patterns actually continue up till you get 64 hexagrams in the I Ching. Now, what was so fascinating is that these 64 hexagrams of the I Ching, which is a Chinese system, when you go to Krishna and the gopis, there are 64 arts that the gopis learned. And Krishna learned each one of them in one day. And took 64 days to get his initiation to learn the 64 arts. So on some cosmic level, these are almost the same things. It's like we're looking at the music of the footsteps of the gopis. And we're chanting there.
You counted only 64?
Pardon?
You only counted 64 gopis? There are 70,000.
Yes. Yeah, he keeps going. Like, he keeps going. But the 64 arts of the gopis.
No, I thought you said, actually the 72,000 gopis.
Yes.
A lot of Westerners ask, how come Krishna has so many girlfriends?
Because he can.
Actually, they're only the nerves. Mm-hmm. There are 72,000 nerves in the body.
Yeah.
That's who the gopis are.
So these in the I Ching are just measurements of duality. So on-off nerves. And they measure the phases around life, or the textures of life. So we're putting the chant into the texture. Now we're doing this, we're putting the chant into our family tree, into the family members, into nature, and we're sitting in the center ourselves, being holy. Pretty incredible. In a simple, simple little thing. So, you're going to be the second daughter, which is the clinging fire. See, the first son is Om Hari Hari. So I broke away. He starts something, then he gets sensitive after. He does something and then expects all the attention. The second son is Hari Om Hari. He's the more brooding one. He has to do things because his older brother will beat him up if he doesn't. And so he has the more brooding side. He has the Om in the middle, Hari Om Hari. And then the third son is Hari Hari Om. Because he sits and waits for the other two fools to make up, and either he's forced to go along or he tries to back off or has his own way. He has a different perspective on things. So the first son is the thunder, the shock. The second son is deep, brooding water. The deep contemplation. The second son broods. And is usually the mother's favorite because the mother has to protect him from the older brother who thinks he stole his mother from him. And the third son is known to be the mountain of meditation, just keeping still. Let them make music. Don't show your cards. Keep still. Meditate. But the daughters are the opposite. The daughters... the first daughter is the opposed to thunder, the wind and the wood, and how wind blows through the trees. The first daughter penetrates with her gentleness. Oh, daddy, please. So she learns to influence and get what she wants by having that penetration ability of gently influencing, and it has tremendous power, little gentleness. Even the strongest heart will melt. So that's the first power of the first daughter. She's a gentle wind wood. The second daughter sees through her older sister's conking, so she's not going to be gentle. She's the clinging fire. She wants to be noticed, So she gets dressed up to, hey, notice me, hey, notice me, hey, notice me, hey, dad, hey, dad. And she gets all the attention and bypasses her older sisters, got to do this, got to do that. So she has that agility enough. So that's the second daughter. You'll be the second daughter. Om Hari Om. The third daughter is Om Om Hari. She's the joyous lake. She's detached from the politics. She can get away without doing the dishes. She wants to have fun. You know, and so it's the hierarchy of the family. So with the third son, you have the Keeping Still Mountain. The third daughter is laughter, joy. The second son is the abysmal danger. And the second daughter is light. Oh, look at it, light it up. So you can marry a first son or a second, but like you can run across these relationships in a marriage. What role were you? What role were you? That you came together to be mother and father, and they'll play out, and then you can see it with your kids. But this is a Chinese way of looking at things. But we're chanting them. So we're putting energy into all the possible family relationships at the same time and putting God there. It heals our ability to relate to even to each of these relationships in a subtle level. So you're going to be Om Hari Hari. You're going to be Om Hari Om. You're going to be the joyous lake third daughter, Om Om Hari. You're going to be the father in heaven, the masculine, Om Om Om. You're going to be the first daughter, the gentleman, Hari Om Om. You're going to be the second son. Are you?
No.
Your first son? Yeah. There's more first sons, more first daughters, right? There's half as many second sons or second daughters. There's way fewer third sons and third daughters. Mm-hmm. So, but you'll be the second son, Hari Om Hari. I'll start as the third son, Hari Hari Om. The mother would be Hari Hari Hari, but I won't. We won't do it because we don't quite have enough. So we'll get the, like we did the first, we'll get the eight patterns going. And once it gets going, I'll be doing them in sequence. And coming around like that, and that will be our meditation. We'll try and keep it going for maybe 15 minutes or something like that, or a bit longer, so you can get, as you get in, you get the waves of things. You feel yourself being undone more and more as it opens up. It's kind of like a peony, you know, it's all built up, and we're the ants just chanting around to let it open up.
So the cosmic mother's behind it. She's going to be the one singing Hari Hari Hari.
And once we get it going, then I may try and pick up the speed a little bit once we're into it. Okay, just to increase the intensity around it. You'll get it from the clapping. It'll just slow. If it starts going a bit fast, don't. It's just, you know. So when you're hearing that, when you're doing yours, as you get along in it, try to listen. You'll hear the ones beside you. Try and listen to the ones that's opposite to you. Because whenever the person who's opposite to you, like if you're doing Om Om Hari, I'm doing Hari Hari Om. So every time you're saying Om, I'm saying Hari. Every time you're saying Om, he's saying Hari. So he's doing Om Hari Om, he's doing Hari Om Hari. And this is what creates this sense of a tempo in doing this. So start with three Oms.